Macworld Boston, August 1997. The staff memo announcing the repricing of Apple's stock options was signed Steve and the executive team, and it soon became public that he was running all of the company's product review meetings. These and other indications that Jobs was now deeply engaged at Apple helped push the stock up from about $13 to $20 during July. It also created a frisson of excitement as the Apple faithful gathered for the August 1997 Macworld in Boston. More than 5,000 showed up hours in advance to cram into the Castle Convention Hall of the Park Plaza Hotel for Jobs' keynote speech. They came to see their returning hero and to find out whether he was really ready to lead them again. Huge cheers erupted when a picture of Jobs from 1984 was flashed on the overhead screen. "Steve, Steve, Steve," the crowd started to chant, even as he was still being introduced. When he finally strode on stage, wearing a black vest, collarless white shirt, jeans, and an impish smile, the screams and flashbulbs rivaled those for any rock star. At first, he punctured the excitement by reminding them of where he officially worked. "I'm Steve Jobs, the chairman and CEO of Pixar," he introduced himself, flashing a slide on screen with that title. Then he explained his role at Apple. "I, like a lot of other people, are pulling together to help Apple get healthy again." But as Jobs paced back and forth across the stage, changing the overhead slides with a clicker in his hand, it was clear that he was now in charge at Apple and was likely to remain so.